Twitter. You've been taking a Twitter life. And for those who know, we know this is 50. We know that you've always used like social media outlets to really direct your points. Now, Twitter, yeah. Is that actually you on Twitter?
Yeah.
And why did you pick up and say, you know what, let me jump on Twitter now? Like, is it just that direct mouthpiece?
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't know how to work it.
So, yeah.
I was busy doing everything else that, you know, involved with my business.
So
and then...
I was going to say, what made you decide, like, okay, I need to learn how to use Twitter and I need to start tweeting my fans or tweeting my personal opinion or my comments?
I was in the newspaper for being number four in the Daily News, the number four biggest music artist on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
And don't know how to use it. I had people in my office actually tweet things that related to the actual site. So I've been on Twitter for a few years and never used it.
Man, okay, what about Soulja Boy Fabulous? Soulja Boy Fabulous situation that was going down between Soulja Boy and Fabulous.
They just was going back and forth. A lot of times the Twitter stuff don't be, it be jokes and comments and people just having fun on the actual thing. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets taken out of hand. Like, for Soulja Boy, he's in a vulnerable space because he got this girl and set him up. And he look crazy right now. So he's like, when you say something to him, it's sensitive at this point. He sounds like he's sensitive. So he's like, yo, why you saying that to me now? Like, and they started talking about his music. And like for me, I took a liking to Soulja Boy because I understand what having a hit record is and being able to make a hit record because he produced his first song.
Let me ask you this, 50. Will we see a 50 Cent Kanye collaboration, either on the mics or Kanye producing? Because we heard that there was going to be possibly some Swizz beats, some Kanye on an album or a future project.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd like to get in with him, and they should look forward to him and Banks.
Right, yeah.
How do you feel about that comment that Kanye made on Twitter saying that Banks was like one of the top five
MCs?
I think it's great. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of realized that that Kanye is really influential because it even, like, for Banks, he was like, you know, he could barely fit his head through the door.
Oh, my God.
What did Banks say about it?
He's like, yeah, I'm saying. And he's no.
Yeah, he was like, man, I've been telling y'all, man. Like 50, you knew.
You knew the whole time, but you be acting like mine's is just okay.
Right. Like, man, had me standing over on this side. You knew what was going down. Like, Kanye don't validate me, but I was trying to tell you. Now, when do we get, like, the whole 50 Cent project? You know, 50 Cent is always in the news. We know that 50's always, you know, peeling his cash. But what happens with 50 Cent the artist right now?
I'm working on a new one. Like, I wrote 25 songs to the concept Black Magic. And then I felt like I wanted to do something different because of what's actually playing, like the things I'm listening to on the radio when I got back, because I wrote it while I was overseas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like when I got back, I'm listening, I'm like, yo, I started the whole new project, kind of like what M did. M wrote Relapse and Relapse 2, and then decided to hold Relapse 2 to write Recovery. You know what I'm saying? Because I recorded two songs with M for the Relapse 2 that didn't come out because I was overseas when he was finishing this record.
Are you 2011 with this, 50?
Yeah, well, probably the end of this year, I'll turn something in.
All right, 50, man, the best way to get a conversation or to get what 50's talking about is to talk to 50, man. And we always appreciate every time we reach out to you, 50, you make sure that you check in with the neighborhood, man. And